This week, Washington state officials announced plans to increase the rates on the Tacoma Narrows Bridge and the 520 Floating Bridge. The increases would take effect in July, but they've been in the works for years, as KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The tolls are being used to pay off bonds. Those bonds are supporting the financing of the bridge projects. And the bond contracts for those bridges are very different. Let's start with 520. Right now, the toll in the peak commute time is $3.59. It's set to rise to $3.70 under a plan by the Washington State Transportation Commission. That's the entity that sets toll rates. Rima Griffith is the commission's executive director. She says ever since tolls started on 520 in 2011, the commission had planned annual increases.
Yeah, I think drivers should anticipate the small, 2.5% or about a dime increase every year until we hit 2016, and then there will be more of a significant jump, if you will. And then the expectation is there won't be any further rate increases on the 520 bridge.
That significant jump in 2016 is a 15% increase. It works out to be $4.50. It's not clear whether the 520 tolls will remain after the debt is paid off in 30 years. State law doesn't address that issue. Now let's move south to the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. Those tolls are also expected to pay off that project's debt in about 30 years. But unlike the 520 tolls, state law does require the Tacoma tolls to end once the debt is paid. What's less clear about the Tacoma tolls is how much the increases will be. Right now, the toll for a typical car is $4. The commission wants to raise that to $4.25 this year and $4.50 the following year. Rima Griffith says after that, it's harder to determine what the rate hike will be.
And it's kind of like an adjustable rate mortgage, where you start out low and then each year your payments jump on your mortgage and they keep jumping and then perhaps there's a balloon payment at the end.
The toll increases are not a done deal. Commissioners will vote on the proposed toll hikes in May. And in order for the Tacoma toll increase to take effect, the legislature will need to approve the increase or authorize the commission to do so. Griffith says the commission is open to hearing feedback about the proposed toll increases. You can find more information about how to do that at the Washington State Transportation Commission's website. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.